Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and Eva with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks.
Good morning, Mr. Havoc.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Right, quickly before I forget...
Let me just buckle up.
Okay, before I forget, happy birthday to Ian, a.k.a. Sweet Cake is 12 today.
What?
Sweet Cake. That's his...
Sweet Cake.
That's his gang
really
name.
Nice
no, that's what his mum calls him, and he's still all right with it. So
isn't
I think
nice?
that's brilliant.
Well, he's only 12, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and he's a piano player, so keep up with that.
Oh, that's so, nice.
Happy birthday, Ian. Right, now, I've done my subject... a few days ago, and then all of a sudden I saw this story that sums up the broken sea monster chain.
She's broken her sea monster chain. A lot of this is for people who don't know, yeah. This is the outro to the show. There's should we play it?
So is it the outro or the intro?
No, it's the outro. It's in there.
Yeah. Oh. Just give it a quick.
Wait, don't play it.
Well, I can't. Okay. If I can play here, can I?
No, okay. Yeah, no, don't play it.
Oh,
yeah, we'll
oh God forbid.
Well,
there's a bit where
it
goes, she's broken her sea monster chain.
Right.
And it's been. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have been asking what that means.
A lot of people, like kind of bothering us.
Yeah. So. This is the definitive explanation of what that saying is. Now,
for this week.
Yeah. My favourite group of people that have broken their sea monster chain are people like Bigfooters, you know, ghost hunters.
Right. But yeah, I see where you go. Yeah.
But the ultimate that have totally smashed it are the flat earth believers.
Yep. Yeah, they've definitely broken their sea monster chain.
No, this is a new twist on that. They've actually just got their own dating site on Facebook.
So flat earthers can mingle yep. and test the waters, as yep. it were, with other flat earthers.
Well, the founder, John Perry, said, I was going to do stupid accents, but Sarah's just here, so I'm not going to do it anyway.
You have heard yourself, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, good point. But I'm just going to do this straight because these people are brilliant. I love them.
Straight, no accent. Go, Rob.
Yeah. John Perry said, over the past several months, Flat Earth has not only opened my eyes to the truth, but has liberated my mind with new visions.
Oh, cool. That's nice. Isn't it neat?
Members for the Flat Earth matchmaking group come from all over the world, including America, no surprises there, Uganda, Australia, Germany, Canada, Brazil, and the UK. No New Zealand. I couldn't see anybody from New Zealand.
Oh, there's
there.
bound to be though. Yeah.
But anyway,
but I think New Zealand is. I think we. I think because we are technically, if one was to believe the flat Earth theory,
we're right,
we're
by, the
right
wall.
By the wall. So yeah. We don't need to upset the apple cart too much.
But anyway, some have discussed how difficult it is to date as a flat earther, and one male member said, first of all, he has to know the Earth is flat. So 90% of all females on Earth are out. They're out already. When I meet someone, I usually start by checking if they are aware of chemtrails.
Right, good start. Such a good icebreaker, chemtrails.
Yeah, if they're not, and most aren't, then there's no way can I come up with the shape of the Earth.
I can actually understand that. If you were a flat earther, imagine the tension if you and your partner believed different things about the shape of the planet.
Well, there's another one.
It would just be this huge thing hanging over
well,
you.
Well, another
you
know?
Yeah, not just flat earthers, you know, Tess.
Another member. Well, this is a good thing of my life, right? Right. Another member said, I had a guy.
Member, how does membership happen? Do you just have to believe?
You
just join in.
Right.
You
okay.
just join up. Another member said, I was going out with this guy. I've been talking to this guy for about a month, and he walked out of my house laughing at me when I told him the Earth was flat. Well, that was a horrible thing for that geezer to do, actually. I was thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's actually quite awful.
Because really, if that was me, I'd say, listen.
Yeah, I'm imagining that was a fruitless date for him.
Yeah,
good day,
you say, look, you're never going to agree with your partner about things, but is this a nice, is this what, over the top?
I think it's over the top, yep.
Because you'd have to say, well...
This is like agony aunt, Rob style.
No, it's fair enough. Interesting that you say that, Tess. I mean, you know, you're a vibrant young woman. You know, with a fine grasp of the comings and goings of the world, you know?
I think to walk straight out just...
Have you met the man of your dreams and he just said, look, the thing is, I believe the Earth's flat.
Yeah. I'd probably at least
you get the giggles,
eh?
Yeah,
get
yeah,
the
yeah exactly.
You really
exactly.
get the giggles in his face.
And then I'd say, hey, okay.
Yeah. But, you know...
Have you heard of school?
I don't know what I would say.
But you know what? I'd always thought that they just thought the Earth was flat and that was it.
Oh, no,
But,
this is what weirds me out, is that there's a real regiment to
yeah,
it.
But, yeah, but
a particular way of thinking.
This bloke John said.
I'm going to just forget me. We may have a flat earther on the line, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, please, caller.
What if you're a flat earther and you meet the partner of your dreams, but one of you thinks the earth is carried by turtles and the other one thinks it's carried by elephants, and so you sit at home all night going, no, it's the elephants, oh, no, it's
that's,
the turtles,
that's exactly
but you've
what
found
I mean.
True love.
What a tragic story.
That would just be a horrendous relationship because you'd spend the whole time arguing about...
That's like some anime, Japanese anime sort of tortured love story, isn't it?
It just wouldn't work.
It might.
Well,
true love will persevere. And
this is the thing. This is the thing. You might. Yeah.
I can flip her. I can bring it to the turtles.
Or you'd just agree to not touch on that subject.
Yeah, just talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
You've never made it on it.
Yeah. I guess there's that too. There's the whole sort of you know, and then you'd be at a dinner party, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
With all your friends and someone go, no, I'm a flat earth, and then you'd
say, don't.
Oh, you too. I don't normally bring this. Don't normally talk about this in public, but.
But it's not that. It's not
but
that.
You'd have to have an agreement where.
Actually, welcome to my world. Actually, it's what, yeah.
But the thing
I'm
is,
not a flat earther, but I find myself. You know, I should shut up a lot of times when people. I really get excited when the opportunity arises to really tackle some subjects. You know.
I think a dating website for flat earthers is a great idea.
But it's not only that.
Could be called Lonely Flirthers.
They actually talk about other stuff, which is what I didn't know about. And this
Ashley Flatterson.
But they think Disney, Harry Potter, and Transformers are evil.
Well, that's not...
I don't know. Partaking in Halloween is wrong, and meat is has healing powers.
I think lots of people think Disney's evil. I feel like that's quite a common opinion.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Lots of people don't agree.
Mm. So, yeah. That is what breaking your sea monster chain means to me. When
thank
you're
you, caller.
Completely
thank you.
Over the top.
Oh, someone texted in and they said, love conquers all.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Oh, right, so that's the
spirit.
Well, so we put that to sleep now. I don't want to know about that anymore. Right, now...
I've always thought of she's broken her sea monster chain and she's finally conquered that beast. Whatever that beast may be.
No, to me it's someone that's just completely out there. They've just
completely
broken out.
Off the reserve sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
So there you go.
I'll take that as well. I'll take all of them.
The wall of the flat earth.
Actually, I mean, I've got... Win yourself a laneway ticket today. We can do that today, can't we? Mm. Win yourself a laneway ticket by texting in, if you've got a Simplicity B card, text your name and your B card number, and then what you think she's broken her sea monster chain means.
Well, actually... Actually, I've got another one there. One of these, I've got two more facts.
You trying to win a laneway ticket?
What's happening? No, and one of them is a lie.
Okay, good.
So
okay.
You've got to find out, right? Donkey sinking quicksand, but not a mule.
Oh, sorry, once again, Tess.
I didn't say.
Inside voice.
I didn't say whether it was true or not.
But,
I just said, here's this one.
This is a very popular.
It's thrilling, though, isn't it?
I thought it was something that Richard Attenborough had filmed or something. You know what I mean? But it's not.
So what's the particulars of this?
Well, donkeys sink in quicksand, but not a mule.
We talked about quicksand the other day, didn't we? Donkeys sink in quicksand, but a mule does not.
But they both sink in quicksand. It's actually a saying. In reality, right, they both sink. But a mule is a hybrid child whose dad is a donkey and mum is a horse. I thought that was really quite nice when I read that.
So, but they both sink.
But it's how you react to the quicksand, right? A mule is like really relaxed and just chills out.
Stupid.
Just chills out and just stays there, whereas a donkey goes absolutely bonkers, flows itself.
Which
about
we learned we talked about this the other week.
So
it
struggles and gets in deeper.
Yeah.
So it's a metaphor. So
it's not actually true.
No, it's a metaphor.
Ah!
It's a metaphor. For if you're having a bit of grief, don't be a donkey.
Right.
Don't be a donkey.
Just chill like
just
a mule.
Just chill out.
Be a mule.
And it'll be really good. And my last one.
Take a mule pill.
In 2008, a survey in England.
The mule out zone.
58% of British teenagers thought Sherlock Holmes was a block of flats in Tower Hamlets. The end. So which one of them was a lie? You can win stuff.
What can you win? We've got no more prizes.
No, wasn't it that laneway ticket?
No, that's the sea monster chain.
Oh, okay.
I want people to explain what they think.
Okay.
No, but no one's texted anything yet so far. Too hard, Rob. It's a deep question.
And a real quick one. Did you know, like, you can always see your nose, but your brain ignores it?
We know that that's there. We can safely assume
and
that that
nose
is there.
When I read that fact, all the way on the train, I was boss-eyed looking at my nose. Thanks for that.
If you ever need to know whether your nose is there, I can just say
that. I'll run into a wall and hit it.
Rob, it sounds like you're really hitting the pace with the facts and stories tales of this amazing, mind-blowing globe on which we live, unless Rob, it's a pikelet, but flat pikelet.
Pikelet. Yeah. Rob's almost finished his working book.
That was the last.
How much knowledge you've gained.
Sounds like somebody needs a visit to the stationery cupboard.
Yeah. If anybody's got any old diaries.
Any real big old diaries.
Nothing in them. Yeah, I'll have them. Thank you.
I can't tell the story. No, I can't.
Can you maneuver with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.